We are just waiting outside the green room, waiting to speak to Josh Wakeley, who's the director and collaborator with Daniel Johns of Silverchair on the joint film that they're putting out. I think, and they've just spoken or performed online. Oh, sorry. They've just performed a live collaboration on stage at TEDx Sydney, which was good to watch.
I'm a business person.
Josh Wakeley, director, writer, filmmaker. How do you feel? You've just come off the stage at TEDx Sydney.
Yeah, I feel relieved to have done it. And also, you know, privileged, as I did at the beginning, to have sort of shared myself and Daniel's vision with, you know, a fairly esteemed audience.
You were up there talking about the collaboration on a project with Daniel Johns. Yeah. Tell us about the project.
It's called My Mind's Own Melody. It's a cinematic musical about an industrial worker who lives in a world that's filled with factories and sort of where people have sort of banned and long since given up dreaming. And he experiences a hit on his head and he may go into a coma or he may actually be into another world. Sort of have to see the film to define that. But he goes into a world filled with sort of colour and vibrancy. And in this world, everyone sings. And so it's their way of communicating. It's their language. That's what the movie's about. Yeah.
Artistic collaboration is kind of mystical. It's private. But you did it live on stage there today.
Yeah, we did. And that's a very good way of sort of articulating it. Me and Daniel have a very close and intense collaboration, which has sort of been quite artistically bountiful and will continue to be. It was there was some slight nerves at sort of exposing that way of working in front of everyone. But in a weird way, we've been so lucky with our collaboration that we felt like we owed it to everyone a little bit, just to share just how we did it, kind of hoping that people can find their own way of doing it with whoever they collaborate with, be it, in business partnerships or in any partnership, because that ultimately is what me and Daniel have, a partnership.
What was a real joy was that we got the sort of scape of the film painted for us, and we got to hear both the kind of script of it, as also we watched Daniel composing as you spoke, but you also drew out lessons for collaboration. Can you remind us what they were?
Yeah, hopefully I can remember them, sans my slides. I did them and I worked backwards. I said, whatever works, works. And I guess sort of encouraging people, if they find a way that works for them, if it's unorthodox or hasn't been tried or done before, or it doesn't fit within the parameters of the traditional model, then not to be concerned. If it works, then you've stumbled across the right idea. Normally you score the film after you've done it. In our instance, we've scored the film to the screenplay and me describing it, and that was the way it worked for me and Daniel, and that's the way it worked for us, and so we continue to do that, and it's been bountiful. So that was the first lesson. Try and remember the other lessons. The other lesson, the fundamental one, which I described in a couple of different ways, was that the closest collaborations often occur when people have diametrically opposed skill sets, and that if you want to sort of find a new way of looking at a problem, then find someone who has a completely different way of looking at the world. I've been lucky in that me and Daniel have a kind of similar way of looking at the world, but, you know, a completely different skill set. Yeah.
So the film itself, when do we get to see that?
Sort of an interesting question. It's sort of the first part of it goes into production in about 4 weeks. And we're now speaking to as it were, in film world with our final investors who are sort of excited to be on board. So, yeah, we're speaking to investors at this stage to get the final finance to begin shooting, hopefully sooner rather than later. So, yeah, I hope everyone gets to see it soon.
And it's an exciting and perhaps a little bit nerve-wracking phase of any artistic project just before it all starts to kind of be wrapped up and happen.
It is. But it's, a nicer phase than... I mean, they're all exciting phases, but... this one has had, since the very beginning, a huge sort of creative and commercial momentum, and not everything I've been involved in always has been. So this is kind of, you know, we're just holding on. It's a nice ride.